Hello there. May I speak to Annie?
This is Annie.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Bertie can hear you. My name is Oscar, calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Thank you, ma'am. It's only a few minutes, ma'am. Your opinion is important. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I probably will.
Okay, probably both. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
77.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, all right. I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people, organization, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is Black Lives Matter, or BLM. How do you feel about that organization from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero, thank you, ma'am. How do you feel about public school teachers? Public school teachers from 0 to 100, how do you feel about them?
I don't know what you're saying.
Public school teachers.
Oh, public school teachers?
Yes.
Well, around my community are all right, I guess.
So how do you feel, how would you rate them from 0 to 100?
Zero. No. Zero means unfavorable.
Zero means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you feel do not feel particularly warm or cold. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. The higher the number, the better your feelings toward the organization or person.
Well, probably 75.
75, thank you, ma'am. How do you feel about public schools in general? Public schools.
In my county, they're all right, so I say 75.
75 as well, very well. And the next one is an organization, is the American Federation of Teachers. How do you feel about them, if you're familiar with it?
I'm not familiar with that.
Have you ever heard of them before?
Yes.
So would you say you have no opinion?
Yeah.
Or don't know?
Don't
know. Very well. If you have no opinion or don't know, just let me know so I can enter the proper code. Very well. No, don't know. How do you feel about public charter schools?
I have no opinion on them. No opinion.
Very well. And next one is an idea, a way of thinking. How do you feel about critical race theory, or CRT?
Critical race theory.
Yes, that's what it is. How do you feel about it?
Zero.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I hear you. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. How do you feel about Donald Trump?
100.
100. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. And how do you feel about your local school board?
I guess Yes, they're 100.
100? Okay. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good? Okay. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Probably the same. I don't know.
The same. Very well. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that counts. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public school do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare the students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. How well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking and skills from 0 to 10? Remember, there's no right or wrong answer. You can choose any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel about that topic. Develop critical...
Five?
Did you five? Five? Yeah, five is somewhat. Somewhat. They are some doing a somewhat good job. You know, job. Okay, very well. How well do public schools prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
Five,
okay, very well. It's not a problem. As I said, there is no right or wrong answer here. How well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
Social skills.
Uh-huh, yes.
10.
10, okay. Social skills is a 10. And how well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education, like college?
Eight.
Eight, okay. Let's go with an eight. And how well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Five.
Five, okay. How well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
Ten.
Very well. Let's move on. Moving on fast. Would you say, thank you, ma'am. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Probably not enough.
Not enough. Very well. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you.
How much have you?
Sure, but that, I mean, still you can provide me some valuable information. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard a lot on it.
A lot, okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Agree or disagree? So you agree?
Yeah, with politics, yeah.
Okay, so you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I agree, it plays a part with politics.
Correct. I mean, but the question is, would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? That's the question. Yeah, there some lawmakers are trying to ban CRT from being taught. So would you agree or disagree that CRT bands are mainly about politics? The choices are to strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
I still don't understand the question.
Okay, let me repeat it. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you, ma'am. Let's move on. Almost there. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all. A lot, thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Who can decide?
It says the, you know, teachers are professionals that can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. One more. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree. That's history.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's move on. Almost there. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is making it easier for parents to challenge books in the school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that idea? Would you oppose it strongly, ma'am, or somewhat oppose it? Strongly?
Yeah.
Thank you. The next idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Adding what?
An ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Would you support that or oppose it? Okay, don't know? Very well. Okay, next idea is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support or oppose that idea? Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support that or oppose it?
Yes, I support.
Somewhat support or a strong support?
Support.
Strong support, thank you. Next idea is protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that idea?
The bandit, I support it.
Support, strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
strongly. And last idea proposed is increasing discipline in schools. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Increase discipline. I support
yes.
It.
Support it strongly, ma'am, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Moving on. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for the K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African American civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Would you support or oppose that idea?
I don't know.
Don't know? Very well. If you don't know, we can enter that as an answer. I got three arguments here. After these three arguments, we pretty much be wrapping things up. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
5.
5, very well. Moving on. Second statement says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books target include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10?
That we should censor it? Is that what you're saying?
If you want me, I can read it back again, because the whole thing is a whole idea they are proposing there. It says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books target include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you find that statement?
8.
8, thank you. And just one more. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in a school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations and learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in a school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing do you find that statement from 0 to 10, ma'am?
Zero.
Zero, very well. Not at all convincing. Let's move on. Let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
A strongly agreement or somewhat agree? Very well, strongly agree. Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Read that again.
Yes. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach their children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree? Disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
12 years.
12 years, thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I'm a disabled homemaker.
Okay, disabled homemaker, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you, ma'am. Almost done. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And would you call yourself a strong Republican or no, not a strong Republican?
Strong.
A strong. Very well. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes
no.
or no? No, very well.
No.
And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
No. And do you have a child who attended a chartered school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Thank you. Moving on. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Would that be very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Well, until my husband passed away, I was very faithful, but I can't go now, so I listen to tapes from the church. Does that count?
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, because probably it's difficult for you to move around now. But, you know, you have to choose one of the choices I have here, so would that... If you ever go to church, do you attend church or religious services twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
Twice a week.
Twice a week. Okay, very well. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. The first description is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you, ma'am, or to someone in your household?
Born again.
Yes, born again, evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does this apply to you? Or to someone else?
Yeah, that's to me.
Very well. And let's move on. And second statement says, description says, is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does this apply to you or to someone in your household?
No.
Yes, no, very well. Last question. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Rural.
Rural, okay. Thank you so much, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciated. Good night, ma'am.